TWA Mobile.
TZM Mobile.
Neil. K4 VWA.
KJ4 WZM Mobile HT Lawrence.
Getting it out just fine, bud. You're on a HT in Lawrence and Mobile? You're doing good.
This is 7 watt, you know.
I heard 7 watt, but I didn't hear what kind it is. What's the brand?
D878UV.
It's the one that has DMR on it, isn't it?
I just haven't set DMR up on it.
Yeah, a buddy of mine's got one of those too. And I tell you what, he does the DMR on it. It works good. Well, hey, now we know who's got all the money. Do you make loans?
Actually, I got the 8. When it first came out, I was going to buy the 868, and the 878 came out. Now there's been two versions of the 878 since then, and I think I'm going to go get the latest version. It's got a lot more storage space, so you can get it preloaded with all the current DMRs and all the current DMR repeaters and everything.
What to do with the one you got?
Not it yet.
Uh-huh. Well, what's one of those run new?
You get anywhere from about 220 to 300.
No. How about that? Well, Well, that one is definitely getting out in fine style. It's working good.
Got a battery. I need to set it in the charger and let it charge up shortly.
The truck today?
Yeah, I'm down at home right now on 385, actually. I just came through mile marker 9 or 10.
Yeah, you're definitely doing well. You must have an outside antenna on that.
Yeah, it's actually sitting in the truck because the roof of the truck isn't magnetic. It's a 5/8 wave.
There's the secret. I knew you weren't doing that with a handheld from inside the truck.
Here I can, but you probably hear picket fencing, and I doubt you hear much of anything the way I have it set up right now.
Just great right now. I mean, you're coming through clear. I mean, you got a little background hiss, but it's not bad at all.
Come up on great for you.
Calling Phil.
And I brought up out of Columbia. I'm headed up towards Lake Kiwi with it.
Gonna go to all the way to Columbia to get a load of sand?
I bought it from. Columbia's got a lot of sand, but we have a lot up here. We have to manufacture ours. So it's not from Columbia, and we just paid all my dollars. So we bought the sand, go get it for us.
Wow. Well, now you're starting to pop in and out of the repeater now, bud. You must be in a bad spot for sure.
Up the hill. I'm still south of Grandcourt. I haven't hit Grandcourt yet. After Grandcourt, I'll pretty much make it in full quieting after that.
All right. Well, I am headed over to Greer to turn in an accident report. You know Tom, KZ4M?
KZ4 what?
KZ4M. Well, he's a member of the Greer DAV, Chapter 39, and I pulled their trailer in the Greer Christmas Parade yesterday. And on the way home, this ding-dong decided to drive right into the side of it while I was going down Highway 357. Fortunately for his health, he did not hit my truck, but he sure tore up the trailer.
That ain't good at all.
Anyhow, it is what it is, I guess. So, I got a feeling the DAV is going to be looking for a new trailer.
I'm headed down to the bottom of my last deep hole over here. I'm about to go under Highway 101, Grandcourt.
Where you are, bud.
all be clear. I'm not getting off of here. But as far as no obstruction to the repeater, I'm about to drop my wattage when I come over the hill here, go from 7 watts to 5.
I'd like to see what effect that has from where you are. Save your battery some, and then drop your wattage, and then come back to me when you got that done.
Until now. I came over the hill, I'm on 5 watts now, you still hear me?
I have to buy that little radio from you when you get, when you get ready to let it go.
Sounds good. It does have one button that stopped working on it. At one point, I had accidentally left the radio out in the rain, but that's the only thing that happened is one button doesn't work on it. But the way I have it programmed, I don't need it.
All right. Well, we'll just have to check it out when you get it. Go ahead and put that puppy on charge, and I'm going to go ahead and back out of here. I'm almost over to my insurance agent's office. So you save some battery, and I will talk to you soon. And, repeater last night. At one point, I heard just a lot of scratch for about 30 seconds, and it went away. Did you hear it, or was that just a double?
Doubled, and sometimes the repeater goes crazy like that too. It did that several hours before the net. I was on it, and a whole bunch of us was on it at the same time, and it did that to everybody. So I don't know which one that was.
W4DJW, Dave is just going to have to get up there to the top of the tower and adjust those thermal throttles. probably just atmospherics. But I've been hearing it a lot lately. So, anyhow, I will talk to you again soon. 73s, be careful out there. Don't run over anybody. KN4, BWA, clear after your final, bud.
To the people that climbed the tower, two different ones, WD4DYH, Johnny, and KG4WNB, Landon. Those are the two that I know of that climbed the tower. Yeah, I'll be clear for now. I'm going to charge my handheld. I'll be...